Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk with Score here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host for the day. Once again, my co-host Tony Bush is traveling somewhere out there in the hinterlands, so eventually he's going to find his way back. It looks like maybe about 2 weeks. But anyway, so I'll be working today. We're going to be having a rather interesting show. Hopefully you enjoy. We'll be talking to Ruben Contreras. Ruben is the owner and of Action Painting and Carpet Care here in the Valley, and has a very interesting and unique story about his business, how he developed it, and so on. And we'll be talking with Ruben in just a moment. My co-host for the day I'd like to introduce is going to be Bill Devine. Bill's one of our Score members. Bill, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Randy. Really good to be here again.
Yeah, I'm Randy.
Yeah,
Tony's
Randy,
on the road.
Right.
Okay, we'll work it out.
You're talking about him, and I'm thinking about him and out there, wishing I was out there, whatever he's doing. Getting away from some of those clouds.
Yeah, he's down in the sunny south. So Bill, you're a Score mentor. You've been with us for a number of years. Can you just give us a real quick background about yourself?
Sure. I'm a pharmacist, a retired pharmacist. I sold my business 17 years ago and got involved with Score. My father was involved in Score for many years in Madison. He used to talk about helping folks into the entrepreneurial world, and I thought, well, geez, that's something that I have some knowledge in. So I called up, sat down, joined, and been here ever since, and still enjoying it a lot.
Bill, yeah, we're very, very happy to have you with us as one of the many experts that we have in Score to help people who want to develop their business. And talking about developing a business and growing businesses, as I said, our guest this morning is Ruben Contreras. Ruben, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Randy. Hi, Bill. Good morning, people outside listening to us. This is Ruben from Action Painting and Carpet Care.
As you may be able to tell, Ruben is a marketer. He is very, very, very interesting to work with. Ruben, your business is called Action Painting and Carpet Care. That, I think, understates what you do. Could you tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got involved in what you're doing? Just bring us up to date from where you started and how you got here.
Sure. Wow, this is going to be a long history. Because this, first of all, my name is Ruben, and I'm here since 1997.
Okay.
And Appleton, Wisconsin, came to the Fox Valley Technical College to the ESL, English Second Language. And I was planning to go back to Mexico, but there was not a plan. So how do I start my business?
Yeah, that'd be a good place to start.
Well, you know, I was so single way back in 2000. I was living La Vida Loca very good. Single, working in restaurants as a server.
Okay.
But in the meantime, how do I get to be a painter? There was pretty nice. When I was working at Zacatecas restaurant in Appleton, back in 2000, I think, I met a guy. He came to have lunch, and what he was doing is just got chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was Hispanic, too, and he was between 45 and 55 years old.
Okay.
And he came with the paint clothes, painting clothes.
Yes.
And I asked how he was doing, what he was doing, and he's like, well, the way that I live is some painting outside.
Okay.
Any that needs paint, because that's how I survive. So, and he was living in the shelter.
Okay.
And they said, well, how long do you live in the shelter? Well, I have only 3 months to live in the shelter. When I got kicked out of there, I just got my bike and I jumped to the bus and live in another city.
Okay.
So he put the seat on me, because way back in Mexico, where I'm from, my family has a farmer,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt has an apartment.
Okay.
So when I was in school, every time they need something to do to the painting, they send me to me and my brother, my okay. oldest brother, and we just get the job done.
And you said your brother was the painting expert who
right.
taught you how to do all this?
Right, and he's like, come on, let's work. So.
Okay, so you ended up then, how did, you know, you said, okay, you got this inspiration to get involved in this. What did you do to follow up on that? How did you actually, you know,
decide to, or how did you get your first couple jobs?
Well, put it that way. That was hard because I went to the Sherwin-Williams store to get a job.
Okay.
At 7 a.m. in the mornings, and I asked the contractors if they need help.
Sure.
And nobody's like, oh, no, we're fine. We don't hire in right now. The general from the Sherwin-Williams store told me, the general manager, Dave, said, Ruben, just give me your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And if I know that somebody's hiring, I can pass your information. That's how I started. And to work for Ed Midwich Painting, I think, back in 2000. But the way that they're doing, they just work in summertime.
Sure.
There was no job for me in wintertime. So I was working 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. as a painter and 5 p.m. till 10 as a server.
Wow. Okay. That's dedication.
Right.
Okay. And then as this thing just kind of just grew out of just getting jobs like that, is that how you...
I was an employer. I was a painter.
Yeah.
Until I met my fiance.
Okay.
My lovely wife right now.
Right.
hi, honey. How are you? And the reason that I started painting was because she told me she was expecting a baby.
Ah, okay.
A little motivation there.
Yes, a beautiful girl, Emma. Okay. Now we have four, Emma, Matthew, Nicholas, and Alexis.
Okay, and I met your family. They're very busy, very active, just like you are.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So you managed to develop things as they kind of grew. We're going to be taking a look at some of the other things that you've gone through and talking about those a little bit on the next, after we take a quick break. But for those of you out there who are listening, if you have any questions either for Bill and myself or for Ruben on how he grew his business and so on, you can call us here at the WHBY studios at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or at 1-866-887-1150 on our Metricom TDS toll-free line. So right now, though, I think what we're going to do is take a real quick break, come back talking to Ruben Contreras about how he started his business and has grown it, a number of the other marketing ideas and so on that he has. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on WHBY Studios, the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, and welcome back. You are listening to the Biz Talk Show here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. My co-host is Bill Devine with our Score chapter. And we're talking to Ruben Contreras, owner and operator of Action Painting and Carpeting Care here in the Valley. Listening to some of Ruben's story as far as how he's gotten started and how he's gotten going. Before we get back to Ruben, I'm going to take just a quick minute to remind you, of course, that we are brought to you by SCORE here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter here has about 55 members right now, people with every area of expertise and specialty you might be interested in for your business. And we offer you that service to help you develop your business, grow your business, develop your business plan. We work with people in an 8-county area all the way down to the Green Lake, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh area. And we're available for you free of charge. The easiest way to contact us is to get in touch with us with our website, which is www.scorefoxcities.org. And then again, www.scorefoxcities.org. Just stop in there. It takes about 5 minutes to register, and we'll put you in touch with the proper mentor for your help to help you grow your business.
And Randy, I just want to jump in here and say, because people never believe this, but it's absolutely positively free.
Yes.
We've been, as I said before, I've been doing this for 17 years. Nobody's ever been charged a penny. I've worked with some people for 4 or 5 years. And this is not a scam of any sort. It's a service that our organization offers to entrepreneurs. So please come and try us out. And it's a great service that we have provided.
Yes, and we try to answer the questions you don't know you have sometimes. So we come up with more questions than you have answers at this point, and we try to work with you as much as we can. Speaking of working with people and going through, as I said, our guest is Ruben Contreras. Ruben, welcome again.
Hey, Randy, where were you 7, 8 years ago?
We were here. We're a very well-kept secret.
Wow.
And you did mention, though, that 7 years ago, when you were starting out, you did go through a program as far as helping you build your business plan. What did you do?
Well, we started our business 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but there wasn't like, okay, here I am and I'm those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't not easy. I remember I have like 3 or 4 jobs at the same time.
Sure.
Because I didn't have any portfolio.
Okay.
Everybody wants to have reference.
Okay, by portfolio, you mean, past job experience.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like if I say, Randy, can I paint your house?
Mm-hmm.
You need to say, well, do you have any experience?
Sure.
Do you have a testimonial?
Sure, sure.
Did you have an insurance?
Yes.
All the stuff, I think I didn't have it before. So
mm-hmm.
I have to build it. And in order to build it, in order to survive, I have to get jobs mm-hmm. like serving.
Sure.
I was an interpreter that I have to sleep in the hospital 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. So
okay.
that was a job.
And for emergency interpreter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I do also, I was a maintenance manager of 4 buildings.
Oh, okay.
And in the meantime, I was trying to find a job for
sure.
for me.
Okay. And as you did that, like I said, we were trying to see, you went through the program with the tech, the
exactly.
EC program?
When I started in 2005, it took me 2 years, and I see somebody that said, do you want to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah,
that's when I find out.
Entrepreneur. There we go. Okay.
Muchas gracias. That's what I found at ESID, the Venture Center, and we went to the class to see if it was something that we want to do it.
Sure.
And I'll bring my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because I give the credit to her because she did most of the business plan.
Okay.
And we took 13 classes.
Yes.
At the Venture Center. It's not really easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. But in the end, it's paid off.
When you were taking those classes and stuff, what would you say was probably the most important thing that you got out of that class?
Well, you have to understand what you want to go in the future.
Okay.
They told me which was going to be our mission.
Yes.
Our vision, where do we want to go.
Okay.
And the future, I was for 2 years in business.
Yes.
But when the guy asked me if in the future, how many employees are you going to have? And I didn't know the answer.
Okay.
They helped me.
Okay.
Because you have to find out all about taxes, insurance.
Okay.
Something that I didn't understand.
Right.
I'm a good painter, you know. I'm not a good account. So that really helped us.
Great.
Okay. To do the business plan.
Reuben, you mentioned that it wasn't easy. And I see this with clients all the time. It is not easy.
Nope.
But you have to wade through it. And, I tell my clients, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. Now, sometimes you need help. Sometimes you have to hire people to help you with things that you're not good at. So if you're not good with accounting and the books, you hire some folks that can help you with that. But that's all part of being a good entrepreneur.
Exactly. That's a good point. I was talking with somebody last week in the golf course. He told me how easy it was to do. It's not easy. If it is easy, I think everybody can do it.
Right, right. And that's the thing, yeah. That's why we help people too. Is they don't realize that there is that much work in it. You said you've grown your business, Reuben. How many people do you have working for you now?
We have 6 employees.
6, okay. Four.
And one as a part time.
Okay, and that includes your wife then also?
My wife. Yeah. Yep. She's great. She's do the books, and
okay.
She's my secretary, my okay. lovely wife,
yes.
and. Sometimes I try to fire her, but absolutely I did already. She don't go.
That goes into a whole other line of questioning, which I think I'll get to when we come back. We're going to take another quick break here, and we're talking to Reuben Contreras. Reuben is the owner of Action Painting and Carpet Care.
No, you got to say Action Painting
there we
and Quality Carpet Care.
There we go. Okay, thank you, Reuben. And we will be back shortly. You're listening to the Biz Talk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities. 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Okay, and welcome back again to the SCORE Biz Talk Radio Show here on WHBY. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. My guest host today is Bill Devine from the SCORE office. And we are interviewing Mr. Reuben Contreras, Action Painting and Carpet Care. And we'll be getting to Reuben in just a minute. But first, I've got a couple of little housekeeping details I have to take care of. One is to let you know that in addition to the mentoring services that SCORE offers, we also do have a number of educational programs each year that we do. We've got 2 coming up very shortly. The first one is going to be on August the 19th. It's going to be 2 hours on social media for your business. And we're going to be holding it up in Black Creek this time from 6 until 8 on August 19th. The program is free, and it's going to be talking about how to put social media to work for your business, not just as a quote, how to have a website or how to have that kind of information, but actually how to use it to make money and track your successes. So it's going to be a very excellent program. It's in cooperation as a shared program with CAP Services. We've been partnering with them on a number of different programs. And again, to sign up on that, the easiest way would be to go to our website, which would be foxcities.score.org, and check under local workshops, or else go out to the CAP Services website. That's capservices.org. And they can fill you in on how to register for it. So again, August 19th, and that is going to be a free program at Black Creek, at the Black Creek Community Center. Second program we have coming up isn't until September. That's going to start on the 23rd of September in the morning. It's called the Simple Steps program, and we are going to be holding the first session at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton, and the first session is going to be a free session, includes coffee and donuts in the morning, 3 hours on the basics of starting your business, and a free lunch. So all of that on the 23rd. Again, go out to our website, foxcities.score.org, to register for both of those programs. So just a reminder.
Randy, you used to say there is no free lunch, but here's a free lunch.
We're going to be giving you a free lunch on this one, and we hope people who are either starting a business or have been in business and need help and are thinking about what do I need to do, these are the basics.
Now, we want to follow up a little bit with that because there are four continuing evening meetings after this first one if you think that this is what you want to do, and there is a charge on those.
Right.
But I have never talked to anybody who has gone through that program that said that it is not incredibly valuable, incredibly worth the $25 per session fee. There's
right.
all kinds of great information that you will get. And just to let folks know, because I was stressing the free portion before, we are a nonprofit organization. This is basically covering our expenses. In there, we're not making any money on that. There's nobody that receives any salary or anything from our at our level. So please come and join us. It's a terrific program.
Right. Another thing that we do, of course, is we have this program, the Biz Talk with SCORE. And I want to just take a very quick minute or two to say thank you to our sponsors for this program. Without their help, we wouldn't be on the air. And without their help, we would be unable to offer a lot of the services that we do here in the Valley. So a quick thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a longtime sponsor and help with all types of business services. Albertson Hailing, CPA. If you need help with your accounting, they are excellent. They have offices here in the Fox Cities, also up in Green Bay. We also want to say a thank you to one of our newest sponsors, which is Legal Business Edge. That's Sarah DeBruin, who offers all types of legal services to start your business, get you going, get the forms and the necessary things to get your business off the ground. Also, thank you to Bank First National. They are opening their new office out on the West Wisconsin Avenue out in front of the Fox River Mall very shortly. Construction is going on right now. They are also an SBA lender, Small Business Administration, and help us with business loans, mortgages, and that type of thing. Also, we have the help from Candeo Marketing. Candeo are the people who have put together our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website. On that, you can go out and we archive each of our radio shows. So if you miss one, you can go back and listen to it again. Also, if you're on the road or out of the area as far as listening to WHBY, you can pick us up online on that particular website. So go out to biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, a quick thank you to the Business News. Business News here in East Central Wisconsin has all of your business information that you want, covering approximately 12 counties throughout the area, including all the information about new businesses, what's going on throughout the area. So again, these are a couple of areas we want to talk to you about. Be sure you take advantage of these particular sponsors. And so now that's the housekeeping work. Sorry to take the time on this, but right now we want to get back to our guest, and that's Ruben Contreras. Ruben, again, we were talking about some of the things you've gone through in starting a business. You mentioned your wife is your partner in this. How does that work when you have a husband-wife team being together all the time? I'm going to put you on the spot with that. We didn't talk about that before. But.
Randy, first of all, I want to say thank you to all those sponsors because without them, this is not going to be possible. But if you're looking for a good painter, I recommend you to go to that www.actionpaintingservices.com.
Okay.
And you can find great things right there.
Okay, and is there a phone number we can call yet?
The phone number is 920-739-3682 or 920-470-4437.
Okay. All right. Now, in a couple of other areas I know we have talked about, one of the things about your business is very unique, and that is your mission statement and the fact that you use community service as part of your marketing program. Could you tell us how that all works together, how you put that together?
Sure. Well, getting back to the question about my wife, okay? It's not easy to work because she's my wife.
Right.
And sometimes she has to be my employee. She's the one that answers the phone. She's so great. But we have four kids, and she's taking care of all those kids, too.
Sure.
We raise our kids, and we don't have a babysitter, you know, like we have someone. But she runs the whole show.
Okay.
Without her, I don't think this will be possible. We have our ups and downs, mm-hmm. but in the end, we're still doing great.
Okay. That's one of the things I talk to clients that, you know, this is a full-time situation. It's not just 8 hours a day and then you go home. This is 24/7, and you have to have the agreement and commitment between both you and your wife and the rest of the family. So you've worked that out very, very well.
Yeah. And like I said, never is going to be easy, but in the end, it's really paid off.
Okay.
All right.
Great. All right. Like I said, well, just getting back to to your mission, how you handle the amount of community work that you do and how that plays into your business. Can you tell us how that works?
One of the things that I have since I opened my business and when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
We used to work in a farm a lot. My grandpa, my mom's dad,
mm-hmm.
I saw how he grow stuff, carrots, zucchinis, mm-hmm. and I was one of the kids that I have to go to shelters to deliver all those, because my grandpa said, we have to give back to the community. And I think this is a key for every business or anybody that wants to do business outside the community.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your time back as much as you can. That's why you're going to get more business.
Okay.
One of the marketings that I do is just present myself, and I go around the community and see if anybody needs something, I can do it.
Okay.
It's hard for me to say no. I'm never going to say no. I'm going to commit it, say, if I can do it, if I can donate my time, if I can put my crew to work in something that we're going to make a change of life for somebody else, I will do it. And I told my wife, we have to do this, and we have to show this to our kids. So, mm-hmm.
Well, I know you've, I work with you with the Y Service Club. You're very much involved with that area. Are there other organizations and groups that you belong to?
Right now, I don't think I belong, but I work for, I belong to the Y Service Club. This is my favorite ones.
Okay.
Because I know the money that is raising is mm-hmm. well used.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do for the building for kids.
Yes.
We do a lot of work in the building for kids. I've been painting churches,
mm-hmm.
Lutherans, Christians, mm-hmm. Catholics, doing golf outings. I love it.
I know you've got a shirt on. It's not going to be a pretty day for that out there, but I know you got a shirt on there for one of the local golf courses, so, yeah, that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
When you do this, you know, kind of work, this extra, community action work that you do, what do you? I know you mentioned you get you're looking for testimonials. You're looking for backup. People send things, information to you. How do you use that information?
There is going to be some jobs mm-hmm. outside in the community that is going to be very challenging, and everybody is worried about scams or people that is going to screw you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I like to do is. We have so many testimonials right now.
Sure. Okay.
We are so lucky to work for so many good people outside in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have bad people that we have worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Which now, I'm very fortunate to say, who do I want to work for?
Ah, okay. So you're able to be a little more selective on your...
Now I choose my customers.
And that's a very good position to be in where you have enough. Because that's a big change from the way you were describing it before, that you had you know, you were really having to do many jobs in order to make a living, and now you are, you know, just focusing in on the painting and being able to, you know, keep busy all the time. That's a terrific position to be in.
Yeah. It is. You know what? If somebody wants to do business outside, I do really recommend to do this. When I was working at Victoria's Restaurant,
yep.
I see how they build a PAC.
Yes.
And I saw Ball Construction. I read about Oscar Bolt so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to see my business going like that. So many generations. It's going to be about four generations now.
Okay.
Tom Bolt's a good guy.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So one time I asked Tom, say, I wish to talk to his dad.
Mm-hmm. That'd be Oscar O.C.
Yeah. And it was like, there was a dream come true. Okay. Since last year, Tom Bolt say, when are you going to talk to my dad? When are you going to talk to him? And I said, are you really? Are you sure? Yeah, so he sent me an appointment to talk to this guy. He's 92 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he's still working.
Yes.
He's still working. He's still going to the office. So I have got lucky to have a meeting with him, talk to for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me so many advices.
Okay.
So
As we always tell people, that one of the people you need on your team is a mentor, somebody you can get information like
yeah.
that from. And so don't be afraid to reach out in the community and find somebody like that.
And you know, right now we are so lucky to work in a place in Kakana.
Yes.
St. Paul Elder Services.
Okay.
Do you know how many people are in there during like 90, 95? Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky because I can sit with someone guy like that. And just talk to those people that have so many experience.
Okay, so.
Oh.
All right. One of the things you mentioned you use a lot of is the testimonials here. Let me just do that. We were just going to look at one quick one. But the general thought about this whole thing is that, you know, the crew, the most organized, conscientious, responsive contractor that had the opportunity to work with. Let's see, large renovation project that you were doing. Pays attention to its customers. Service is second to none. Being a senior service community, we had high expectations regarding the compensation shown towards our residents and tenants. So again, being compassionate and thinking about the people that you're working with. So again, dealing with action has been, you know, an excellent experience. For those of you, again, starting a business and looking, getting a testimonial like that is worth more than anything you can do as far as dropping ads or that type of thing, just getting people behind you like that. It's a fantastic representation of who you are and what you do.
Yeah, because you mentioned before that there are people out there that do run scams, and I think people should be concerned about that. And having those things really solidifies your position in the community and say, hey, I'm here. I've been here for a long time. And we're here to serve you and to right. take care of you and to do it. One of the other things that I noticed in your mission statement was that you said the owner is on every job site to ensure exceptional customer service. I love that because so often in big organizations, they're you'll sign up with the boss and you never see him again, but you're going to be out there making sure your people are doing exactly what you want and making sure the customer is happy. That's a terrific way of doing it.
Yes, you know what? One of the best challenges in business is to find good people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm so lucky to have a good crew. And thank you to my crew. I want to say thank you. If they listen to that, Aaron, Renee, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to have the type of people you can depend on to be there and to do the job right.
Right.
Great. Speaking of doing the job right, how do we get in contact with you to get that job done? What's your phone number? And
www.axiumpaintingservices.com or call 920-739-3682. Ruben from Axiom Painting and Quality Carpet Care.
Ruben has been...
go to the Facebook.
Yes.
Go to Facebook Live Axiom Painting.
Yeah, I think Ruben's going to be getting a position here as far as producing commercials very shortly at WHBY.
You know what, Randy? In Christmas time, I have a nice one, the commercial, but if we have to go, we can do that later.
All righty, we'll get back to you in just a little bit to hear Ruben's Christmas commercial. And for right now, though, I'm going to take a brief break here. You're listening to the Biz Talk Show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, and welcome back to the final segment here of the Biz Talk Show on WHBY. My name's Randy Melzer. My guest host is Bill Devine, and we are interviewing Ruben Contreras, the owner of Action Painting and Carpet Care, and also the musical director for the group here today. Ruben, as we were leaving, you were telling us that you have a really good Christmas ad that you do.
When you are, if you're going to be in business, you have to be creative.
Yes.
You know, you have to find out the ways that how you can be out there.
Yep.
So in Christmas time, I was listening music, Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And I was driving. I heard the Feliz Navidad. I was like, Feliz Navidad. So I was like, why don't you create a commercial for me?
Okay.
So I went to the guy that do my jingle, and I give it an idea.
Sure.
And he loved it, and okay. I love it. So it's something like that, like, oh, this is Ruben from Action Painting. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, this is Ruben from Action Painting and Quality Carpet Care.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
We'll be, we have a 30 seconds with Chuck Liffel. He'll say, okay, Ruben, take it away. And he's going to like, Feliz Navidad.
Now, do you get people that hear that and talk to you about that?
Oh, they laugh.
Yes.
You know what? I did some advertising in Redland Radio. And Father said, you got the best commercials.
Wonderful. Okay. Being original, being unique,
yes.
Following through is some of the things that you do best. Let me ask you this, as we always do at this point in time, to give us your biz tip. That's a little bit of information to pass on to other entrepreneurs, things that you want to let them know about.
Check your blood pressure.
Okay.
You know what? If you want to be there in business, just walk.
Okay.
Okay, don't run. Be patient. Something good is coming.
Okay.
Don't be, of course you're going to find so many traps, but you have to fail. If you failed, if those hurt, get up and keep walking.
Okay.
And just turn around why you fail.
Okay, so
you know, when I was starting my business, they cut my electricity. I didn't have money for gas.
No.
Remember, honey? We didn't have pennies for gas.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yes.
But you know what? I have to keep going. Family is very important. They sometimes they support you.
Mm-hmm.
So look some around. Look around. If you're not, you want to do business, look around. Who's going to help you? Who's willing to feel the pain?
Outstanding. Okay. And yeah, you have, you're not alone out there.
You're not.
And that's a wonderful thing.
And you know, a score.
Wow. I was hoping somebody would mention us eventually.
Right. You guys, you guys are here for the community. I didn't have that before, so
great. Thank you very much, Ruben. It's been fun having you on.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay,
thank you, Bill.
Nice having you with us. This has been the Biz Talk radio show here on WHBY 1150. You've been listening to, and we'll catch you again next week. So thank you for joining us, and have a great weekend.